Wow, fantastic. Now, hopefully on the other end of this line, I've got Dr. Kerry Ruxton. Good morning to you, Dr. Kerry Ruxton.
Good morning.
How are you? Lovely to have your company this morning. Now, it's National Egg Week, and eggs are so versatile, aren't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I don't know why people don't eat so many of them. So we, on average, we eat less than four a week. But to get the maximum nutritional benefit from eggs, such as protein and iodine and B vitamins and vitamin D, we need to be eating more like 7 to 14 a week. So I say crack open those eggs and make yourself an omelette.
But are eggs good for you? Now, I'm thinking of fried eggs here. You can't do that with fried eggs, can you? Or does it depend how you fry them?
Fried eggs are not too bad. I mean, I just put in a drop of rapeseed oil and then fry them. And if you stick a little lid on top of your pan, then you cook them through a lot quicker, and then by the time you take them out, they're not dripping with fat at all. So I think it's the type of fat you use. I mean, obviously, frying eggs in lard isn't very good, but it's not the fault of the egg. It's the way that you cooked it. So, you know, fried eggs, I use a touch of rapeseed, and that is absolutely fine, but also boiled, poached, omelette eggs, all fantastic and really good for all ages.
Now, obviously, you know, I'm thinking eggs, I'm thinking, oh, probably two a week, but they say that you should have about eight eggs a week.
That's right, yeah. I mean, about 20 years ago, we were warned about the cholesterol levels in eggs, but since then, scientists have discovered that the cholesterol in things like eggs and prawns don't have any impact on your blood cholesterol. What has an effect on blood cholesterol is things like butter, ice cream, cakes and biscuits and fatty meat pies and everything, but eggs and prawns are actually absolutely fine. So they've taken the limits off eggs. And not only that, we were a bit worried about things like salmonella about 20 years ago as well. And now eggs are actually inoculated against salmonella. So British eggs, which have got that little red line on them, the British Lion mark, are the safest eggs in the world. And that's what we can give our kids, toddlers, grannies, even people that are ill in hospital can have a lightly cooked egg as long as it's got that British Lion mark on it.
That depends what you add with the egg. I mean, I love egg on toast, for example, so that wouldn't be too dangerous. But then you could add other things that would be very nutritional as well.
Yes, you can. I mean, one of the things I quite like to have, because you know how we struggle to eat our five-a-day fruit and veg, you can actually make an omelette with things like tomatoes, even a little bit of spinach in it. You can get spinach out the freezer, so it's a lot easier, and just cook it up. And that way you're getting one of your five-a-day and a really good source of protein at the same time. And then if you want, go and add in a piece of whole grain toast and you've got a super healthy meal.
Now, I was very excited to speak to you, actually.
that's extraordinary.
And I wasn't yoking either.
No, there's some great jokes for eggs, there really is.
There is. But as you say, there's so much that you can do with them. Do you have a favourite egg recipe yourself?
Yes, I do, actually. I quite like to get some rice, and then I'll get a cheese sauce and put that on top of the rice, and then I put poached eggs on top of it and a little bit of spinach with some salt and pepper. But some really good recipes on egginfo.co.uk, and they're much more exciting than the ones I would make at home because I'm not a brilliant cook. I leave all that to my husband. Have a look at egginfo.co.uk and fantastic recipes with very mouth-watering photos.
So how did you get interested in dietary stuff when you're not really the greatest cook, as you admit yourself?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm a failed doctor. I really wanted to be a doctor, but I couldn't. I didn't have the grades at school. And so I did dietetics. And actually, dietetics is a bit like food as medicine. And I absolutely love it. And I love helping people to eat more healthily. So that's what I do.
I do love your stuff that you print and do read quite a bit about what you put together. And it's quite interesting, you know, you can put so much food together and it's so nutritious. You don't have to really starve to be on a diet and get healthy, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I love food and I eat basically everything. I eat and drink everything, but it's actually the proportions that you eat it in. So I make sure that I've got the 80-20 rule, that 80% of the time I'm eating a healthy balanced diet, loads of fibre, fruit, veg, healthy proteins. I take my exercise. I love to go to the gym and chuck a few weights around and I'll be 60 in 3 years' time. So, you know, I'm not at the younger age of the scale. But then when it's my birthday, I enjoy a piece of cake, I enjoy a glass of wine, I enjoy going out for a meal. So it really is about balance, and you can love life and still be really healthy and fit.
Well, look, thank you so much indeed for having a chat with us here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio this morning. And I'm sure that everybody will take up an exciting new challenge with eggs.
Great to talk to you.
All right, bye-bye. And you as well. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for having a chat with us.